A vaccine currently being tested is showing a lot of promise against the deadly Ebola virus. The worst outbreak in history started in March of 2014. Three countries in West Africa, Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, were the hardest hit. And last year at this time, the first cases in the U.S. were being treated after people who'd traveled to West Africa or come in contact with those who had contracted the virus. Now, a new vaccine is inspiring hope in the fight against Ebola.
Ebola is one of the deadliest diseases in the world. Certain strains can kill 90% of those who catch it. More than 11,000 people have died from the virus, and it's infected more than 28,000. As devastating as this disease is, it's also inspired one of the most extraordinary achievements in medical history. During the largest Ebola epidemic ever, spanning from Liberia to Atlanta, the World Health Organization set out to develop the first vaccine for Ebola. Coordinating a massive international group of scientists and drug companies, the WHO seemingly managed the impossible. Cutting through regulatory red tape, the group collaborated to fast-track the vaccine. What usually takes a decade or more, this took just 12 months. We tend to see rapid development from places like Silicon Valley, tech giants holding all-night hackathons to fix a problem. But rarely do we see this type of speed from the medical community. But the hope is that the WHO has provided a blueprint for accelerating drug trials and research so the medical community can react quickly the next time a killer virus strikes. There are no vaccines for some of the most dangerous pathogens that spread very quickly through the air. Think SARS. But after Ebola, we may be one step closer to preparing for such an outbreak.